to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, that injection, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter.
That's Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann appearing on the Today Show and claiming that a woman approached her after Monday night's debate, claiming her daughter had developed mental retardation after getting the HPV vaccine, the one that Governor Perry mandated. That claim has quickly been called unfounded, irresponsible, and dangerous by all corners of the medical community. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot hits and basically the vaccine fallout from the conversation Michelle Bachmann had. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to Dr. Phil Offit, Chief of Infectious Diseases at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, about the HPV vaccine and Michelle Bachmann's comments regarding same.
Residual side effects, including mental retardation. Is that possible? Has it been proven?
No, it doesn't happen. It's a vaccine that was given to about 35,000 women for 7 years before licensure. It's a vaccine that's been in roughly 35 million women since licensure. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have done careful studies to look at what are the side effects of that vaccine, and it's very clear that the vaccine certainly doesn't cause any kinds of permanent harm, including mental retardation. That's just absolutely false. It's bad information. It's misleading information.
So at no point any patient anywhere in this country, anywhere you know, has been documented at one point was a healthy functioning child, and then after receiving this vaccination was classified differently, having cognitive delays.
Right. Certainly never caused by the vaccine. I mean, there are always temporal associations
Sure.
between getting a vaccine and having a problem. The question is whether the vaccine caused the problem. So you need to look at large groups of children that did or didn't receive the vaccine to see whether or not the problem is greater in a vaccinated group. And clearly that's not the case. I mean, Michelle Bachmann gave people a lot of bad information on Monday night, and it's unfortunately going to cause, no doubt, some to make a bad decision for their children.
Does this just add to the whole vaccine controversy, not just HPV, but all the concerns about vaccines in this country right now?
I don't think so. I mean, it surprised me, actually, over the last couple of days, the way the mainstream media have responded, which has been to uniformly censure Michelle Bachmann for her incorrect statements. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Rick Perry, I mean, did a good thing. He just didn't have a good answer. I mean, when he was challenged with the question, was this political cronyism or was this about saving lives, his answer should have been, this was about saving lives. This was about making sure that a generation of Texas school children didn't have to grow up and ultimately put themselves at risk for cancer. That was the answer. Instead, he chose a political answer. You know, $5,000 doesn't buy me off, which I think was unfortunate.
Yeah, because it just begs the question, okay, what are you saying? What is the figure? From what I've read, it's the second most common form of cancer for women in this country, cervical cancer. Is that right?
That's right. It causes 10,000 cases of cervical cancer and 4,000 deaths every year, and we have a vaccine that can largely prevent it.
And the vaccine has just been approved by the FDA in 06, is that right?
That's right. So it's been out for about 5 years.
Any idea what percentage of kids are taking it right now?
Well, woefully less than should. I mean, it's a recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's a recommendation by the CDC. But if you look at girls who are recommended to receive this vaccine, adolescent girls, only about a third have gotten the three doses that are recommended.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I don't understand it. I mean, you can argue, here's a vaccine that's made using, you know, the best of modern-day technology, so-called recombinant DNA technology. It's a pure vaccine. It's been shown to be a safe vaccine. It's been given to millions of people safely. It prevents the only known cause of cervical cancer. I have two teenage children. I couldn't wait to get them that vaccine. I don't get it. I mean, you know, when people talk about not wanting mandates because they want to make their own informed decisions, I think that's fair enough. But if you're informed about this disease,
yeah,
and this vaccine, you'll get the vaccine every time.
Up next, more fallout from Ms. Bachmann's vaccine comments. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food and 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on ProPlan dog food and 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, ProPlan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
Let me tell you some of the reasons people get into trouble with credit cards. A job loss or salary cut, an unexpected expense, a divorce, a business loss, or even helping a family member or friend in need. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. I understand that credit card problems are not about overspending. It's about emergencies and unexpected situations. For nearly 2 decades, Consolidated Credit has helped over 5 million people just like you. We can reduce your interest rates and cut your payments up to 50%. There's a lot of ways to get into trouble with debt. There's only one trusted way to get out. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, we're the solution.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York banking departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM80031.
Countdown continuing with Michelle Bachmann, her comments, and in general, the 2012 presidential race. From MSNBC, Tom Roberts talked to Dr. Kimberly Gaetzle, who's a gynecologist in Cleveland, about the HPV vaccine. She says that the only thing dangerous about it is the misinformation being given out by Michelle Bachmann.
I think for a lot of parents out there that want to learn more about this vaccine for their young daughters are going to be confused and frightened by that statement. Also, Merck released a statement defending the safety of Gardasil, saying the vaccine was proven in clinical trials in thousands of patients. So what is your reaction to Congresswoman Bachmann's statements, and how is that message potentially harmful to saving lives of patients?
I agree with you. This is extraordinarily worrisome that she would say something that is absolutely scientifically unfounded. The vaccine has been proven to be extraordinarily effective as well as very safe. And our current recommendations are that young girls receive this vaccine in order to prevent them from getting cervical cancer later in their lives.
Doctor, how does the medical community better inform the public to avoid the harmful spread of misinformation? And when I talk about the public, I don't just mean parents. I mean politicians, people with large platforms like Michelle Bachmann, who obviously is extremely misinformed.
Well, obviously, organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, as well as the American Cancer Society, all play a role in forming recommendations in order to guide policy for the betterment of the population. Obviously, this is a vaccine that prevents cancer, and this is good for the population and good for young women.
Obviously, too, you would recommend that any parent ask their own family doctor for their personal recommendations and seek the knowledge that they need before making any determination, correct?
Of course. The role of physicians is when they talk with their patients in the office to go over the risks and benefits of any treatment or any vaccine and make sure that each individual person understands the importance of this vaccine.
Here's talk host Chip Franklin talking about Michelle Bachmann, how her attempt to tie Rick Perry to the drug company administering the HPV vaccine, suggesting he was bought for $5,000 along with lots of information, has been spreading all over the place, and her campaign seems to be going down as quickly as it went up over the weekend.
Michelle Bachmann is insane. She has totally, totally ruined any chance she has of getting the Republican nomination. And you know what? It's not by questioning the HPV thing. It's by saying that Rick Perry taking $5,000 from Merck made him their boy or their bee. $5,000 for his year, what Perry said. He goes, I'm sorry, you can't buy me for $5,000. Of course, you know, as Rush pointed out yesterday, it adds the cynical question, well, then how much will it cost? You know, look, I know enough about Perry to say that I respect him. Governor Perry made a mistake in issuing this executive order without going through the legislature and without the opt-out being front and center. Okay? And yeah, I'm a conservative, and I don't like government that tries to shove things like that down your throat. But that said, the HPV vaccine saves thousands, if not millions, of lives. 250,000 women die each year of cervical cancer, not to mention the head and neck cancers that the HPV vaccine protects you from. It is safe. And you know, when you get Michelle Bachmann coming out saying that it causes retardation in children, and then you get the Alex Jones and the truther nuts out there saying it's a conspiracy. You know, you vaccinate your children, you're a smart parent, you're trying to protect them. I know there's a lot of you out there that just haven't taken the time, or you've been subjugated by the fear-mongering nut jobs out there. But this is the way to protect children. It's science. It's not government voodoo. Nobody, there's no secret cabal out there trying to turn your kid into a robot or a retarded kid. I only use that word because it's the word that Bachmann used. I was really disappointed in her. I never was a fan of hers before. It wasn't simply a gaffe. She was on the Today Show, she repeated the same story. She goes, the problem as it comes with some very significant consequences. There's a woman who came crying to me tonight after the debate. She said her daughter was given that vaccine. She told me her daughter suffered mental retardation as a result of that vaccine. All right, the American Academy of Pediatrics came forward, and their president, Dr. Marion Burton, came out and said, look, there's absolutely no scientific validity to this statement. Since the vaccine has been introduced, more than 35 million doses have been administered with an excellent safety record. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Academy of Family Physicians all recommend girls receive HPV vaccine around 11 or 12. It is a life-saving vaccine. It can also protect your boys as well, by the way, who kiss and have sex with girls. Now, if you have an 18-year-old daughter or 17-year-old daughter and you think she hasn't had sex, more power to you. What Perry did was procedurally clumsy, okay? It wasn't a threat. I mean, it's not like what Obama and they're trying to do with the individual mandate. No, what he came out, he tried to save the lives of young girls, and he acted rashly, okay? And I don't know if I'm going to vote for Rick Perry. Honestly, I was not on the Rick Perry, right? I was not on the Rick Perry bandwagon. But the fact that he's so adamant about this and he believes in it such, it's warmed my feelings. This is campaign.
While this issue isn't negatively affecting Rick Perry, there are a couple of other things brewing that may cause him some problems, and we'll cover those next year on the Countdown.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on what's on talk radio, talk television, the print media, all the things that News Talk Radio uses as fodder, and that includes certainly the 2012 presidential race. From CNN, Carol Costello talks to analyst Ruben Navarrete about Rick Perry and the immigration issue.
Rick Perry's taking a lot of heat from conservatives on his immigration policy, specifically because Texas allows illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition at public colleges and because he said it was ridiculous to build a wall along the border. These things differ from the usual Tea Party line. Will this hurt him?
Well, it seems to have hurt him pretty significantly at the debate. The people in the audience, by the way, who were some of the same folks who were yelling out that a person who needed medical care was in a coma should die, it tells you something about the crowd in the audience. They also booed Rick Perry for his comments about defending in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants and illegal immigrants themselves. And really, let's think about what this is. This says that if somebody lives in Dallas or Houston or Austin, and they have been there for 18 years all their life, and they've been paying taxes, and illegal immigrants do pay taxes, we shouldn't just close our eyes and pretend they lived in Nebraska or Iowa all those years, that they should really get the same benefit as anybody else living in Texas. And that is really not so radical, except in that room, I guess the Tea Party folks did find it radical, but I think it's very much in the sort of the sensible center of the immigration debate, right where Rick Perry is and right where he needs to be.
Oh, well, it's interesting to say that. So you said, you were saying before that Rick Perry should just embrace his stance and go with it.
Well, yeah, and he did at the debate. Boy, I've covered politics for 20 years, Carol. I've not often seen somebody who stands up in a debate, gets booed repeatedly, and then doubles down. He didn't back down. He didn't apologize. He didn't hem and haw. He didn't pull a Mitt Romney and turn himself inside out to please these folks. He just says, take me as I am or don't take me at all. This is who I am. I do it again. And they hated him, and they booed him again, and they doubled down again. It was an amazing thing to see. The guy's got guts. Give him that. He's got courage and character, and it came through in this debate.
In Texas, host Mark Williams here with one of his callers. They focus on Rick Perry's accent and how he seems to be laying it on pretty thick.
Is Rick Perry, is Governor Perry, tweaking his Texas twang for the purposes of appearing to be the anti-elitist? Buddy, what do you think?
I think that's ridiculous. Me and the governor are about the same age. He's got a lot more education than I do. Mm-hmm. Look, this thing about tweaking your Texas accent for any reason is ridiculous. I mean, the only people that have accents kind of like yours would notice that.
I've picked up bits and pieces of everywhere I've ever been, so I don't sound like anywhere. But, yeah, you're right. When I get tired, I lapse into my childhood accent. You know, I pakaka. Everybody around the country knows when my father calls me because it's like, hi, is Mark there? Yeah, I mean, and accents carry definite, they carry definite subliminal messages. I know the New England accent that I can lapse into is not a particularly cultured one, nor are some Southern accents, but you know, Texas is kind of different, and you get a real good one there. It kind of more of a, I hate to compare it to like Missouri or something, more of a thoughtful, not plotting, but like the person using the words has thought about what the words mean before he uses them. And when I look at the presidential race and the way people cast votes, and this, we're talking decades I've been involved in politics as well as radio. And with the hindsight of what I did yesterday, and if you weren't listening earlier this morning, you didn't hear this, I rewatched much of the debate from the other night. Only this time I ignored what they were saying, and I paid attention to my visceral reaction to how they said it, what they looked like, their mannerisms and all that. And I'm telling you, it's real easy for people to make a default decision based on just what they feel, and accent might be part of that.
Up next, we hear from Mitt Romney and Ron Paul on the Talk Radio Countdown.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO. Until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. As we continue our focus for a while on the 2012 presidential race, Bill O'Reilly talked to Mitt Romney about the reports of bad blood between his campaign and Perry's campaign.
There are reports that there's bad blood, and I don't mean feuding or anything like that, but, you know, annoyance, that's the best word, between you and Governor going back to the Olympics when you were heading up the Olympics, and he wanted the Boy Scouts to be the official greeters, and you said no because they're not 18, they can't be, and you guys got into a snit. Is that report true?
No, actually, because I didn't even know about that supposed disagreement.
Right, so that's not true at
until
all.
Until I...
Not true.
No, I don't think, you know, my memory may be a little foggy, but I don't think I ever heard from Governor Perry on this topic.
Okay.
I heard about it once he got into the race because someone wrote about it, but I'd never heard from him. I do remember the controversy. Some people said, hey, why can't we have Boy Scouts as the volunteers at the Olympic Games? And the answer is, well, Boy Scouts start at age 11, and you have to be at least 18 to be a volunteer.
All right, so the media report, according to you, is bunkum. There is, then it was another report that you hired, when you were the head of the Governors Association, a consultant that was working against Perry in Texas, and he didn't like that. Any truth to that?
You know, he may not have liked that. There may be a reality that there were places where we hired folks that were at cross purpose. That probably happens in the world of politics. But, you know, we're big guys, both Rick Perry and me. We understand that now and then we'll step on each other's toes. Look at us. We're all going after one another. When this is all over, we'll all come together and support whoever the nominee is. You know, are there ever any points of friction between us? Of course. That's the nature of being in a political battle. And yet we all agree that one of us has got to replace Barack Obama and that he would be an absolute disaster to be president.
Radio man Jeff Katz talking to Ron Paul about how his comments from Monday's debate have been twisted around to the point where Chris Matthews said that Ron Paul would let somebody die if they didn't have the money to pay for health insurance.
Were you as shocked as we were to hear that you said somebody without health insurance should drop dead? Well, I guess I've heard it before from the people who won't debate the issues, and they have to just do name-calling to try to destroy their opponents. So I've been around long enough to expect it, but it is still pretty disgusting because, obviously, it's so untrue.
Well, it is, of course, completely and totally untrue. Even the characterization of the crowd's reaction, where, you know, if you listened to Chris Matthews and you didn't see the debate, you would have thought there were thousands of people pulling for somebody to die. It was one yahoo in the back.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, I did mention how it was treated, you know, even when I started medicine, you know, that people weren't laying out in the streets dying. You know, I worked in the church hospital. Everybody got taken care of. But, you know, if you wanted to deal in this type of argument, you might compare how many people die for lack of care in socialism, socialist countries. I mean, if you have extreme socialism, you have communism, and they certainly didn't provide good health care for people. So, you know, this whole idea that freedom is always destructive and only government works. The word government is used so carelessly, that just means that you can use force to make your neighbor take care of you if you haven't taken care of yourself.
It's a great point. Let's talk about the threat that it poses to us. When we look at this this massive healthcare scheme that's come forward from Barack Obama, it's going to bankrupt all of us. I'm also concerned, and I'm curious to know if you will be addressing Mitt Romney's plan. You know, Mitt Romney keeps telling everybody around the country, gosh, this plan, Romney Care is what we call it. It was right for Massachusetts. Well, I got news for you. It wasn't right for Massachusetts. It's done terrible things to health care here in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, and that's really where the answer has to come from, because they can get away with it. You know, in a way, Perry does a little bit of that, too. You know, everybody, he assumes everybody will love what has happened in Texas, and there are a few things in Texas that haven't been perfect either.
Right.
You know, just because we have more jobs than our government jobs, that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. So I think it's the people from those particular states that need to speak out, but you're right. I think that I should be very well-versed in exactly how that did not work in Massachusetts, and he shouldn't be able to get away with everybody loved it and we took care of it. Because in one way I do I agree with the argument that if Massachusetts, you know, decides to have that type of medical care, I as a federal official would not prohibit it, and the people in Massachusetts should deal with it. And yet if we nationalize it, that's a different story, and that is what I think so many people are fearful of right now.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the differences. You talked about Rick Perry. Rick Perry, big splash into the presidential pool, has taken a lot of the oxygen out of the room, right? A lot of attention focused on him. He's done, I thought, okay in the debates, but I don't think he's been stellar by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I think that some of the positions have hurt him, and he's been hit, you know, from the conservative side on some of the things that he has done. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, when he first started off, I was asking the question whether or not whether he's going to be the leader for the next month, because we've had a few of those. But only time is going to tell. And sometimes people like this authoritarian approach. Of course, the libertarian approach is quite opposite. You know, we don't like telling other people what to do.
Coming up, the focus changes to the president's jobs bill next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On the Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food in 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on ProPlan dog food in 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, ProPlan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in-store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
President Jobs' bill and bringing this stuff through the crater of Congress. Here from CNBC, Jim Cramer talking to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who says there's no reason for Congress to vote against the President's Jobs' bill.
Let's talk about the fact that you said the economy's weak. You put out a jobs plan. New York Times today basically gives it its obituary. Tax plan for jobs bill, familiar ring, meaning the GOP will not back this. Is this dead on arrival?
Absolutely not. I think that there's no reason now for the Congress of the United States not to act to help strengthen growth in the near term. It's the conservative, prudent, responsible thing to do. You can think of it as protection against Europe.
Okay.
You can think of it as insurance against weaker growth going forward. And you got to think about the alternatives. If Congress or Washington is incapable of acting, then policy will be damaging to growth, because what you'll have is a deeper, steeper contraction in fiscal support than is prudent for economy at this early stage of the crisis, given the shocks we face as all. So, you know, life's about choices.
Right.
Life's about alternatives. And what we have done is put together, our president's put together a package which we think has a very powerful mix of tax incentives and investment that would be good for job creation and the economy right now. And we're proposing to make sure that ways to make sure it doesn't add to long-term deficits. And people will have different views about what's good for growth. And I haven't heard them, but if people got a better idea, mm-hmm. would have the same impact on growth in the short term, of course we'd be open to that. Haven't heard it yet.
All right.
And if they got a better idea for paying for this over 10 years, it's not going to damage long-term growth, other things that matter to us as a country, then we'd be open to that too.
But right, the key things, national energy policy. We've got perhaps 200 years worth of natural gas in this country. We know that the states that have great employment that actually are looking for workers. I was out in North Dakota a couple of weeks ago. They're looking for workers. Why not get behind a plan, a bridge plan, for to be able to put together maybe a package to put 2 million people to work to make this country energy independent with the possibility of cleaner skies and make it right here, right now, because that's working. Instead of trying to cut the allowances that you're doing for oil and gas, which will cut back the one industry that's putting people to work in this country.
I don't think there's much risk of that, and there may be merit in your thing too. As I said, we're open to anything. The basic imperative people in Washington face today, and this is the basic lesson of financial crisis, is you have to keep at it.
Okay.
You know, you have to keep at it. You say that we are going to continue to do whatever we think it'll help get more people back to work, make the economy strong in the short term until we get definitively through this. And our basic strategy is to make sure we are healing the damage caused by this crisis, and we've got some ways to go, as you know, despite the improvement in the financial sector, and we want to make sure at the same time we're making this a better place to invest.
Talk host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about why Miners thinks there ought to be bipartisan support for this bill.
President Obama in Columbus, Ohio, again, of course, touting the jobs bill, and then they played a clip of Senator McConnell, who is essentially saying that no one likes this bill.
Well, he said no one thinks this is going to create long-term stimulus.
Yes, no one thinks
that. Obviously, the president does. He wasn't given the speech, so Mitch is at least off by one. No, I think that there are a lot of people who have commented on the various elements of the president's plan over the years and within the last few days, and there are an awful lot of people who believe this will create millions of jobs over time and that it's necessary to do. So he's entitled to his opinion. He tends to generalize, Senator McConnell does, but the truth of the matter is that there are elements of this plan that have worked in the past. There are elements of this plan that Republicans, including Senator McConnell, have supported in the past. So is everything exactly perfect, every element of this? Probably not, but in total, I think it's something that merits serious consideration and a lot of it should generate bipartisan support again, because a lot of these suggestions are things that Republicans have supported.
The president surrounded himself with police officers and firefighters for the imagery of that, of course, and some people say this is a payback to unions that protect teachers and the aforementioned people of service.
One of the things that, if you've been paying attention to the jobs reports over the last year or so, many of the jobs lost in this country are police jobs and firefighters and teachers. So I think it's entirely appropriate when you're talking about jobs to talk about the impact on jobs that are critical to our communities. And we don't want to lose teachers. We don't want to lose our public safety first responders. And so I don't think this has anything to do with union. Again, this is just these are the kind of political rhetorical games that people are sick of. The fact is that public employees are being laid off all over the country, and any plan that ignores that is a plan that's not really serious about job, not just creation, but also protection.
I think what a lot of people are seeing, though, is they're doing arithmetic, and they're saying, you mean if you're a police officer, you're a firefighter, you work 20 years, and then you get paid for the rest of your life in some sort of retirement capacity, and then they look at themselves and say, but I'm working until I'm 70 or 80 because I did a private sector job, and so people are questioning the fairness of that. That might be some of the union pushback.
I understand that, and that's been part of the debate in Wisconsin and Ohio and other places. And, you know, there's certainly there are valid questions there that should be raised. But on the other hand, you know, if you want 65-year-old men and women climbing into buildings to put out fire or chasing criminals, then that would be the result of not having these types of retirement schedules for some of these public employees. And I don't think anybody wants police men and women out on walkers chasing our criminals.
Here's host Mike McConnell with James Bovard from Wall Street Journal. Bovard doesn't hold much hope for the jobs program for us to consider.
We go back to 1964, 65, for the first time at the federal level that we took a crack at job training programs. And I guess back then it had to do with retraining workers who were being displaced by technology as far back as 1964.
Right, and it's interesting. From the very start, the programs were tainted by fraud at the federal level because people would be put in the programs for 6 months or longer, and if they held a job for a single day, the Labor Department would claim success as if they were permanently employed. And this is a scam that the Labor Department has done, you know, consistently for the last 40, 50 years.
So, even though we've had probably at least three or four other, I guess, generations of this, they continue to compile their data the same way?
Yeah, I mean, this is something which the General Accounting Office has penalized them on again and again. But if you sit down and sift some of the data and look at the Inspector General reports as well, there is a total lack of clean dealing on these programs. And it's a paradox to me why anybody would expect the Labor Department to teach people how to work.
Well, if they worked, we wouldn't keep coming up with new ones. In 1973, we came up with a Comprehensive Employment and Training Act, or CETA, and that one didn't pan out so well either.
No, I mean, it was one of God's prize boondoggles. It worked out well for investigative journalists. but it did things such as paying to build an artificial rock for rock climbers to practice on, providing nude sculpture classes where the participants pawed each other's bodies, and conducting door-to-door food stamp to sign people up for food stamps. And most importantly, the study showed that it hurt the subsequent earnings of the trainees. So you had all this feel-good, almost therapeutic-type stuff, but it harmed people because they basically wasted years of their life getting nothing except a paycheck.
Coming up, we shift once again into third gear. We go to Afghanistan. Latest attack from the Taliban is next on the Talk Radio Review.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the Taliban, Afghanistan, the war, from Fox Jenna Lee talking to correspondent Dominic Di Natale about the most recent attacks on Kabul.
A 20-hour assault on the heavily guarded city finally ending, and it ended with 27 dead, including police, civilians, and attackers. Dominic Di Natale is streaming live from Kabul with more. Dominic?
Jenna, some very gruesome scenes in the aftermath. The press were taken down there first thing this morning by the Afghan police and shown the scene. They dragged out six dead bodies of the militants that the Afghan forces had killed in the 20-hour-long siege. They had bullet wounds across their bodies. Mostly, though, they died from headshots. Across walls inside the building over the road from the U.S. Embassy, where they'd actually been pinned down, there was flesh, there was brain matter splattered across the walls. A very intense fight had taken place. This was by far one of the fiercest attacks we'd seen on the Afghan capital. Center of all of this was, of course, the U.S. Embassy, which received something like seven individual rocket-propelled grenades hitting it. The U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker saying today that he said it really wasn't any big deal, although people inside the embassy were terrified and were hunkered down for some hours yesterday. He tried to pass it off as mere harassment by the Taliban, but it's beginning to emerge that it could in fact be Al-Qaeda. Now, Afghan police sources saying that they believe it was the work of the Haqqani terror network, which has links to both Al-Qaeda and the Taliban network, and they're saying that Pakistan could be actually responsible for this because there are links between the Haqqani group and the Pakistan's secret services. They say they have phone records caught taken from the mobile phones of the militants who were killed, and it's all leading back to problems with Pakistan. Looks like they'll have a lot more to answer for because they've been struggling to help the United States in cracking down on the militant problem over there. which has been creating a lot of trouble for NATO forces over here, Jenna.
Talkco's Peter Boyles with analyst Arthur Gilbert. They focus on these attacks and how it seems that we need to learn from history so we can stop repeating it.
After watching, and as we were sitting there watching the Taliban attack the embassy and these other buildings in Kabul, as you know far better than I will ever know, history teaches us powerful lessons, but we only need to be willing to learn.
Yes.
We must go back in history, and we must see our essential lessons about our future through history. Is that a fair statement?
It's highly general, but it holds pretty well. The devil is in the details.
Indeed, but isn't true that history does have an enormous amount of repetitiveness? In other words, it happens again and again and again.
Well, I think that's fair enough,
All right, so what are we watching? 10 years in Afghanistan, and they attack, and it sounds very much like Vietnam, they attack rocket-propelled grenades, suicide bombers, automatic weapons, they attack the U.S. Embassy.
That's true, and I think historically, to go back to your point, we need to understand that there is always in these movements, going back to Vietnam, which I think is a good reference point, you can drive the Americans out even by relatively small defeats because the United States, under pressure, and in particular under pressure on the home front, ultimately could be forced to retreat or leave. For example, the Tet Offensive was really an American victory in some ways. But the very fact that it happened pointed out vulnerabilities on the battlefront, which were received by the American public as a reason to get out. Obviously, that's part of the way American democracy works. That had a huge impact on people who want to go after the United States. Saddam Hussein felt as though the United States could easily be driven out of whatever situation might develop in the Middle East simply because of the lessons of Vietnam. And then, of course, Clinton leaves Somalia after 28 deaths, which is a relatively small number. And so what you get here is something which is repetitive, and that is getting rid of the United States can be done not so much by major defeats, because in this particular case in Kabul there are very, very light casualties, but simply by creating the idea that the United States won't stay the course, and this becomes part of the policy. Breaching security, therefore, even with small casualties, is terribly important, and that's what's happened here, and especially at a time when the United States is trying to figure out how to save money.
the part that none of this that I make any sense out of is it's been a decade.
Yep.
and we could go another decade, could we not?
Yes, actually been more than a decade. The United States has been involved in Afghanistan for a very long time.
We
could go another decade.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the problems of international politics, which we saw in Iraq as well. Once you're in, it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
In for a penny, in for a pound, right? It's war that makes the world go round, with apologies to Gilbert and Sullivan. And that's part of the problem. Once you make these initial steps, it's like anything else in human history, you get sucked in, and there is no easy way out.
Afghanistan, the presidential race, all those things and others covered in detail in the countdown box at DougStephan.com. Can